How to Fearlessly Express the Real You. I recently read a quote from Colin Farrell about playing the Penguin in the latest Batman movie. He said he was worried at first that all the makeup would be too constricting, but then he said it was the opposite, that it was very, very freeing, because it was impossible to see any trace of the real him, so he could really let loose and have some fun. Now, this is a veteran actor who is still worried about openly expressing himself, but without anybody noticing it was him, the actor, he said he could really have fun without worry. This is why people like Halloween and costume parties. They allow us to really experiment without worrying about people seeing us. We all have a kind of fear of people seeing through our outer expressions and into our soul. This is a fear that is absolutely irrational. Because everybody is hiding behind a ton of more or less false outer behaviors, nobody has any brain power to look through our behaviors to see who we really are. Once you get this, you can have a lot of fun. Another seemingly unrelated idea is the idea of free will. What it is and how it relates to self-awareness is pretty squishy. Even aside from ideas like free will and self-awareness, most of what we do anyway is not a conscious choice. Things like authority, social proof, our past, and what we've said about ourselves, these all drive our behavior, far more than our conscious minds, at least for most people. But since you are listening to these words, you are interested in human nature, particularly from a persuasion and seduction angle, how to speak to people, how to interact with people to get them to do things. And because most people's brains are filled with all kinds of confusing self-talk, taking an even partially logical path is useless. If you can get beyond the importance of words and see people as purely emotional creatures, it's much, much easier. Using too many words just makes it more confusing, but focusing only on emotions makes it much simpler, much easier. What kinds of emotions? The emotions associated with the things we all want. More money, more recognition, more status, better and deeper relationships. Just talking about those things makes us feel good. Talking about those things with you will make them feel good around you. When you elicit those feelings and anchor them so you can recall them later, you're halfway home. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/anchoring-excellence.